If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about exposing the truth. I feel that oftentimes, instead of exposing the truth, we would rather live with lies. For the most part, this is across the board when it comes to our work environment, dealing with the folks that we work with, dealing with our spouse, our girlfriend, our boyfriend, dealing with our friends, even our friends. We would rather live with these lies or live with these half-truths than actually expose the reality of the situation. It's like we're so scared of the pain of the reality that we would rather live in the pain of not exposing it. So first off, let's look at it from a funny perspective. Okay, when was the last time you're at a dinner party, you're hanging out, you're doing something, your buddy walks into the living room, everybody's talking and hanging out, and you realize that, well, their zipper's down. Your friend's zipper is down. And isn't it funny how hard it is for us to actually say it? Like, hey, by the way, your zipper's down. I mean, probably a good idea to do something about that, you know, and you don't want to say anything. It's like you're too fear-based to say anything. When in reality, this could actually help your friend. This could be a helpful situation, okay? But, you know, we're too scared to even talk about our buddy's fly being down. Now, think about that. Now, what happens the rest of the night? He walks around like that, and then he gets home, and he goes, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. You could have saved the embarrassment for your friend, but you were too scared and too embarrassed to say anything. And I've been there. I've done that. You know, I can laugh about it now because I was like, should I say anything? Oh, man. You know, it's like when you see a friend that's got a big piece of spinach in between their two front teeth. And you go, oh, God. And they're making a speech and they're talking to like 100 people. And you want to say something, but you just feel so bad. Because you know that they've seen probably 30 or 40 people beforehand. Do you say anything or do you let them just find out later on? Okay. Well, sometimes these situations aren't really laughing matters. Sometimes these situations are things that can last with us for a really long time. Spinach in between the teeth, not a big deal, okay? Not a big deal. Fly being down, maybe a couple days, pain and agony, but you know, for the most part, still not a big deal. I mean, you know, hoping the person's wearing some underwear. However, some of these issues in life can be very tough. And I find that oftentimes the tougher the situation, the more often people will skirt the issue. And I want to talk about myself first because, you know, I always like to talk about my reality, my situations, that kind of thing, because I think it's not only helpful, but it also adds a dimension of perspective that might not have been thought of before. And so I have a good friend of mine, and we've been friends for a long time. And there's one thing that I've skirted the issue with him on for, I don't know, since as long as I've known him, which has been several years. And that has been me actually acknowledging the fact that he's an alcoholic. And I've done a lot to skirt the issue. I've done a lot to avoid the issue. And, you know, as a therapist, I'm starting to feel pretty bad about that. But it's hard because I know, because I've dealt with this before, I've had to bring to light some situations, and by bringing that to light, well, that person just stopped talking to me, and that's okay. Eventually, actually, everybody did go to rehab and treatment, and they got better. You know, a couple still don't talk to me, but that's okay. That's okay because they're better, and they're healthier, and they're in better places now. The fact that they don't talk to me or talk to me doesn't really matter. But I don't really want to lose this friendship, but I care a lot about this person. I care more about this person than I do about the friendship. And so let's talk about that right now, because I think this will add some light into the subject matter that'll make this even more interesting. Okay. You know, I think many of us out there are dealing and struggling with something that hasn't come to light in a marriage or a friendship or a work relationship, and it's the elephant in the room. And I love elephants, but these aren't the best of elephants. These are the elephants that, well, they're right there, but nobody's acknowledging them, okay? And so let's begin with talking about the alcoholic. I have a good friend of mine, and been friends for years, and very close, as close as we can be, because I've had to distance myself because of their actions over a period of time, because they're constantly getting into trouble. There's a constant issue. There's constant problems, no matter where they go, no matter what restaurant they go to, no matter what hotel they stay at, basically no matter what, there's going to be trouble coming with management or authority sooner than later, okay? And they're not mean people, and they're not bad people. This person is not a bad person. This person really does have a heart and is a genuine person, but alcohol has taken a stronghold over them. It's not only something that they've chosen, but it's also, I believe, genetic in this person's situation as well. So it's been interesting because the last time I saw this person, they looked at me and they said, you know, why is my life so hard? Why is it that things just don't seem to work out for me? And it's glaringly obvious that it's the alcohol. Okay. It's more than glaringly obvious to anybody in the outside free world can see it. And I realized he does not want to acknowledge the fact that it's the alcohol. He doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that he has a problem, because I realize that most alcoholics don't really realize they have a problem. They think they can drink like everybody else. And I really think that alcohol, even if you can drink normal, it's a poison over time. I mean, sometimes it's good to have a drink or two. I'm not arguing that. But I've really looked at the alcoholic intake in my personal life, and I'm just not prescribing to it personally. But I know everybody can have fun, and, you know, I'm not saying that you can never have fun in your life. But when alcohol is taken a huge piece of your life, you got to kind of step back. And I've realized that oftentimes in these situations, until a friend says something, it's almost like it's not real. And I don't know. I mean, you know, when I look at it from a therapist's perspective, I see it one way. When I look at it from a friend's perspective, I see it another. When I flip the script and look at it as if, what if that was me? What if I was him? And he was me? And what happens if he tells me that I have a problem? What happens if he tells me that I'm an alcoholic? Or what happens if he doesn't say anything and he keeps quiet? And when I ask him questions like, why aren't these things working for me? And he just looks at me and goes, I don't know. He looks like those people must be just jerk-offs, you know? They just have your number. I don't know what it is. You know, when the reality is, I can barely stand up and I'm slurring my words. And you know what? I'm lucky that these people aren't taking me to jail. And so it's a very interesting scenario, and I find that a lot of us are dealing with that in our private lives, and it's not necessarily about an alcohol situation. It could be about somebody suffering from maybe a personality disorder, maybe something like a cluster B personality disorder. It could be somebody even suffering with PTSD, okay? It could be something that somebody is suffering with that needs to be acknowledged. And what's happening is that they don't realize it because it's not there. They haven't accepted it or recognized it or understood it. And so the way that they're coloring everything around them and the way that they're handling things are becoming chaotic. Maybe they're becoming severe. Maybe they're beginning to distance themselves and to sequester themselves. Maybe they're going the opposite and very manic and all kinds of different things. And when you can see it from a distance, it can be hard to step up to the plate and say something. It's like we almost choose to sometimes avoid it. And I know that I have done that recently from a friend perspective. And I don't believe that I made the right choice. And so I am going to take steps to make those changes because the value of being honest and straightforward with my friends and family means more to me than anything. I've realized that you can't help somebody if you're not willing to be honest. And I'm not talking about putting somebody down and you know, coming up with all kinds of crazy allegations. I'm saying, hey, there's a real situation at hand. You've been trying to figure out what to do about it for a long period of time. You've been sitting on it. You've even thought about walking away from this relationship because it bothers you so much because you haven't been able to be honest. And now it's the time. And my biggest belief is you got to really worry about the regret. You got to think about it because how much regret do you want to have in your life? If you walk away without helping them or trying to bring this to light, you might regret this for the rest of your life. Stay tuned when I return. We'll be talking more about exposing the truth instead of living with the lies. Live your true life perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
And jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about no more hiding, no more hiding in the shadows. It's time to expose the truth. It's better to expose the truth than to live with the lies, because what happens when we live with lies is lies separate us. When we live with lies, and we don't say how we feel, we begin to detach. We begin to feel as though we can't change anything. We also begin to almost run away from the situation. And then the situation becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's harder for us to deal with. We don't figure out what words to say. We get overwhelmed. We get tired of it. We begin to see this stuff happening to us, and instead of really being able to step back and realize the situation. And what I found that this applies to is this could apply to your family, your friends, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, even your work environment. When somebody really has a true issue, a true problem, and instead of pointing out the issue in a safe, non-judgment, judgment-free zone, instead of doing that, you avoid it. You avoid it because you don't want to lose the friendship. You don't want to lose the relationship. You're scared at how they're going to take it. You're scared at how they're going to understand it. You think they're going to leave you. You think they're going to go off the deep end. Whatever. And the reality is all that stuff is fear-based. None of that stuff is real. Yes, they could. But would it be any worse than dealing with the problem as is? I often have clients that come into my office and their spouse might be suffering from a personality disorder, or maybe a cluster B personality disorder. It could be even PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disease. So it could be any of these. And what we do oftentimes is, if instead of exposing that truth, we live with it. We live with it until it so much encompasses us that we don't know what to do anymore. We live with it until we are so overwhelmed and so exhausted that every single thing they do is a problem. And what happens when we get there is that our compassion is gone. What happens when we get there is we're just a pile of raw nerves. And we don't know what to do anymore. And so I'm asking you right now, as you're listening to the show, whether this affects you directly or indirectly, or in multiple directions. You might have a friend, a family member, a friend, somebody that needs to hear the show right now. Please reach out to them. Either text them or call them or email them or do something, because this is going to be an important show for them to hear. Because what I found is that if we don't do anything, we're going to live in misery. And the more we don't do anything, the more miserable we become. But the other thing is that the person gets no help, because they don't have a problem, because nobody's acknowledged the fact that there is a problem. I mean, you live with them. If that's your spouse, for God's sakes, it's time to bring it up. No matter how scared or fearful you think it might be, you living in fear and in the shadows of the situation isn't going to make your life any better. And I've had clients that come into my office and say, hey, I'm at wit's end. I'm really at wit's end. I'm at a point, I'm at a boiling point. I'm really thinking about getting a divorce. And my next response to that always will always be the following. Have you exhausted all opportunities? Have you told them and had a conversation with them about the situation at hand? You can't assume things will get better if you're not doing anything to make them better. If a person has a serious, real problem, and they don't seem to acknowledge the fact that they have it, you can't expect them to get better if they don't think or don't know that they have a problem, or if they're misdirected in the problem. And I know you might say, well, why is it my responsibility? Why is it my responsibility? Well, I'll tell you, it's not necessarily your responsibility, but you know what it is. Whose else is it? Because I found that when you know something that somebody else needs to know, you need to share it with them. And maybe you find out later on that the other person already knows, and that's okay. But oftentimes what we find out is that person's been living in the dark. They've been living in the shadows, and they have no idea. Let's go back to my situation with my friend who's the alcoholic, that I've never acknowledged the fact that he's a full-on alcoholic. Yes, I need to acknowledge that. Yes, I've put it off. Why have I put it off? Well, I've put it off because you know what? I have been in these situations, and I know that more so than not, when it's a friend and not a spouse, you might have a chance of losing that friend pretty quick. And that's okay. I'm cool with that. But I wasn't prepared for it right that second. But I realized that things are not getting better. And they keep asking me questions that, well, to be quite honest, it's like I'm having to duck the answers every time because the answer is obviously very straightforward. The last question that my friend asked me is, why do things not work out for me? Why is it that everything is always a problem, an issue? Why is it that people are always picking on me? Why are they always doing this? And why are they always doing that? And why is it that I go here and they're picking on me and I go there and they're picking on me? It's obvious. You're completely always under the influence of alcohol. Okay? Yes. Should I have said that? Yes. Would there have probably been an argumentation? Possibly. But the thing is that I don't think until you're honest with somebody and they know where you stand, I think that a lot of people keep going through it. And some people know that they have a problem and they don't care. But I think some people maybe don't realize they have a problem. You know, when it's about an alcoholic, oftentimes alcoholics don't realize that they don't drink like other people. They just don't. They don't. And with him, you know, he can have three drinks and he is literally off. He's on the moon somewhere. And it changes the whole dynamic. And also with him, he doesn't know how to stop. You know, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky that I don't have the disease of alcoholism because it's a real disease. I'm very lucky that I can have one drink and I can stop because I don't want to drink a bunch. I don't want to gain a bunch of weight. I don't want to feel weird. I don't like that weird feeling. I don't like my head feeling fuzzy. I don't personally like it at all. Okay, I don't. I like to be really clear-headed. I like clarity. I like to remember what I need to do that day. I like it. Yeah, when I was younger, it was fun. But I really graduated from that. And so what's happened, though, with me and my friend's relationship is he drinks so much that everywhere we go, we're getting kicked out of it. Or I'm having to talk to a manager of a restaurant, or I'm having to talk to the manager of the hotel, or I'm having to talk to the manager here, the manager there, and basically talking them out of kicking us out. And after you do that over and over and over again, you get tired of it. And I needed to say something, and I think that this example and analogy will reign true in something that you're dealing with in a relationship in your life right now. Is there someone that has PTSD in your life where that PTSD is causing havoc throughout their entire life that you really need to explain and to show them? Do you have a wife or a husband or a girlfriend or boyfriend suffering from maybe borderline personality disorder or maybe a narcissistic personality disorder or something else that if you just bring it up in a safe way, maybe they can begin to understand and put the pieces together of why they act a certain way? I feel that when we have the knowledge, we might as well help other people with the knowledge we have. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? And I know that that's kind of scary because I get it. We have a problem even telling the lady she's got spinach in her teeth because we don't want to make her feel bad. But yet, you know what? If we would have told her about the spinach in her teeth before she ran and talked to those 200 people at the conference, would have probably made her feel better. But we were too, well, scaredy cat to say anything. Okay? If we can't even point out the spinach in the teeth or your buddy that's got his fly down, I mean, we have some serious work we need to do on pointing out some things that can really change someone's life. I mean, some of these things that we need to point out could actually save someone's life. Have you thought about that? Yeah, think about that. With depression, anxiety, all the types of things like that, pointing it out and saying, hey, I'm here for you. I'm a friend. What can I do to help you? Where can I help you at? What can I do? I'm here for you. Those things are awesome. But until you bring up that discussion, that person doesn't know. Until you bring up that discussion, well, we're still living in the dark. We're living in those lies. And lies separate us, because the more we don't tell the truth, the more distance there is between us and that other person. And eventually we look at ourselves and go, why do I even bother? They probably already know it. I'll probably say something. They'll get really upset or angry. And it's just going to be hell to pay. Why am I doing that? But in reality, this is when we definitely need to stand up and do the right thing. If we care about the other person, if we care about ourselves, we've got to stand up and say something. Okay, we've got to stand up and say something, because what happens in the end is we live with a bunch of regret and we feel bad about not taking the high road. If you haven't already, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Also, take a look at the YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, and every week I put up new content, new video content on relationships, marriage, and anything in between that can help you in your daily life to overcome adversity and to be more healthy and more happy. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about exposing the truth versus living in the shadow of lies. I know that we often are scared to point out the truth to other people. We're scared what they're going to say, what they're going to do. What's the retaliation? Will they hate us? Will they scream at us? Will they run away? Will they leave us? But when you think about it, when it's something huge, and if you really think about it, the happiness of life depends on it, you've got to do something. I have many clients that come into my office and their spouse has a personality disorder or dealing with PTSD or anxiety, depression, and it's like the elephant in the room. And they see it, and they see why this person is acting a certain way, reacting a way all the time. But instead of saying, hey, honey, can we talk about this? This is no judgment, but I just want to point out the fact that I believe that you are suffering with XYZ. Instead, they don't talk about it. They argue, they fight, but it never comes up. And what happens in those situations is it begins to eat at you. It begins to overtake every day of your life. It begins to become such a problem, and it begins to be something that basically takes over your mind share. And a good example is when you're dealing with a spouse that you live, you know, somebody you live with, somebody you see day in and day out, and there's a big issue, and it's that big elephant in the room. And instead of pointing out the situation, you try to stay quiet. But their actions and reactions are so overwhelming that you begin to take things personal. Okay? But the thing is that what they're dealing with is this actual disease, and it needs to be discussed. But you're too scared to discuss it because you don't know how they're going to take it. And I understand that. Like I was talking about earlier, in a funny way, like let's lighten up the subject a little bit. When somebody's fly is down and you're too scared to say anything because you don't want them to feel bad. I mean, that's somebody's pants. That's a zipper on someone's pants. That's not like a disease like depression or PTSD or borderline personality disorder. You know, it's like the woman with the spinach in her teeth that's about to give a speech to 1,000 people and she's talking to 100 people and you have the ability to say, honey, you have multiple deposits of spinach all in your teeth. You look like a pirate. And you could actually save her, but instead you go, you know what, I don't want her to feel bad. Well, instead of like doing it and helping her out, she's going to get back to a mirror after she does this and she's going to like break down and cry. Okay? We have an opportunity. And obviously, it's a bigger deal than spinach, and it's a bigger deal than a zipper. But these things are important. And like I was talking about earlier, about the alcoholic situation, I owe it to that person to tell them that they have an alcohol addiction. I owe it to them to tell them that I think, from my perspective, that they have a disease of alcoholism. And I owe it to them to tell them in the best way I possibly can. And you don't have to be a therapist to do this. You don't have to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist. You have to be just somebody that respects somebody and cares enough about them to point out the fact that something's wrong. You might not even know how to explain it, but if you just begin to put it into some sort of words, you can help change this person's life forever. Okay? So you think about it that way. Okay? But you got to bring it up. And one of the biggest things that I've realized is that we're so scared to bring it up, we don't really think about the regret that's going to come on the back end. We also don't think about all the pain and suffering we're dealing with right now. And we don't realize that all the pain and suffering is coming from the fact that we're not dealing with the stuff that needs to be dealt with, right? So it's this, what? It's a vicious circle that we've co-created because we're too scared to talk about the situation. So what do you want to start thinking about when people are struggling, right? When people are struggling and you need to point something out, what are some of the things that you can begin to think about right now? The first thing is that regret. If you don't say something and the situation gets worse, you're going to regret not saying something. If you don't say something and the situation gets so out of hand that you decide that you want a divorce, and you still haven't talked clearly, and you haven't brought up the elephant in the room, don't you think later on through the divorce proceedings, you're going to feel pretty bad that you didn't bring it up? I mean, I think about what you would want somebody to do for you. And maybe some of you out there says, you know what, I would rather not know. Well, you know what, I would rather know. I would rather have a knowledge base of what I'm dealing with. So I would rather know. If I was suffering from depression and I couldn't see it because I was so in the middle of it, or if I was suffering with borderline personality disorder and I couldn't see it, but I was so in the middle of it, but, you know, I matched the criterion verbatim, I would want to know. And maybe I wouldn't know how to process it at the time, but at least I'd like to know. And I might not accept it at the time because I know how people get. You know, sometimes you hear something and you think it's crazy. This is crazy. What are you trying to do? But I think over time, if you're willing to deal with the consequences of being honest, and when you're telling somebody this, this has to come from a truthful, honest place. This can't be something to make them feel bad. This can't be a power play. And this can't be a made-up situation. Okay, so as far as manipulation is concerned, manipulation has no place in anybody's life. So, you know, if anybody's thinking about gaslighting someone else or manipulating them with thinking, oh, well, I'm going to talk them into thinking that they have this, don't do it. That's not right. But I think that most people listening to this show actually are very good people that just want to help the folks around them. And that's what's so powerful, is that you want to help somebody, so do it. And if that means pointing out just the stuff that makes us uncomfortable, well, that means pointing out the stuff that makes us feel uncomfortable. I will want somebody to do it, and I would want to pay it forward as well. Remember, when we express our feelings and we point something like this out, we can't change that person. It's not like, oh, I'm going to change this person now. No. It's I'm going to maybe educate them or impart some knowledge or inspire them or give them a toolbox with tools to use. And I'm not going to judge anybody. I think that's a huge thing is to remember. This isn't about judgment. When somebody has a disease, this is a disease, and it needs to be looked at like that. This is not a judgment. This isn't that the person's a bad person. This is the person struggling. They're struggling, and they need help. And if you can look at it from a struggling position and say, you know what, even though this person has put me through hell and back, part of it is them to blame, and part of it's me to blame because I didn't want to say anything. Now it's time for me to rationally, compassionately, thoughtfully begin to open the dialogue of reality. Because secrets separate us. Because eventually what happens, the elephant gets so big in the room, it's sitting on everybody. It's taking the air out of the room. It's sitting on everybody. And I love, like, actual elephants. I do. And I wish there was another example than an elephant in the room, because elephants are really cool. Okay, but anyway, So it's sitting on everybody. It's so big. And eventually, like, the walls blow off and you lose it. And you're so tired of the situation. You run from the situation. Nothing ever gets changed. The person has no idea why you ran out of the situation. And then you look kind of like the jerk. Also, you feel bad. And you also feel regret because you didn't do the right thing. Because the right thing would have been to be honest. Do what you want someone else to do for you. That's just the right thing to do. And sometimes that's the most uncomfortable thing, and sometimes that's the most unpopular thing. But to me, I'd rather be uncomfortable and unpopular than be the most popular person that never helps a soul in my life. Because at least I know I did the right thing. You know, I want to talk about here in the last segment, I want to really talk about the ways of creating the space to make this beginning of this conversation an actual reality. Because we can talk about this all day. We can talk about the idea of expressing ourselves. We can talk about bringing it out there. We can talk about illuminating the situation. We can talk about, you know, shining light on the shadows. But until we actually know how to do it and how to begin, we don't do it because we're too fearful. We're too scared. We're trying to look for the perfect situation. There's got to be a perfect situation. There's got to be a perfect place and a perfect word and a perfect time. And there's not going to be. There's going to be a time and a place. Is perfect something we talk about? No. But there's going to be a time and a place. And so I'll be talking more about that when I return. I'll be talking more about how to deal with this straight up. And more about taking the guesswork out, and also how to feel better about the situation and how to feel good about what you've done while you're in the process, before the process, in the process, and after the process. In the meantime, don't forget to check out my website, ashleyburgess.com. New blog post, radio post, and the links to my social media where you can begin to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and the list goes on. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about exposing the truth versus actually living in lies. You know, those lies and those things that we don't say separate us. The secrets keep us separate. And so when we have a family member or a friend or a spouse going through something and we haven't said anything, and it's basically overtaking our life, it's time to finally stand up and say something. And I'm not talking about screaming it out loud, you have this disease. No, it's about opening the dialogue. It's about beginning the conversation. It's about beginning the conversation to help that person understand, to educate them, to inspire them, to inform them. And some of you might say, well, I think they already know what's going on. You know, they might. But we need to exhaust every opportunity we have to help the people around us. Some of the people around us that we help might be happy that we help them. Some of them, not so much. But there comes a time when you begin to realize that, well, you can either help or not. And you can either live in the shadows of the lies, and that's going to eventually take you down, and you're going to eventually run out of the situation anyway, or you can actually graduate from that and say, you know what, I believe I need to do the right thing and at least step up to the plate and have a conversation. And I'm not saying this is going to happen one day and everything's going to come out. This might take you several months. You've probably been living with the situation for several years, so nothing's going to change overnight. Nothing. But what you can do is you can begin to shed some light in the situation. And the first way and the first thing that you always want to remember to do is to keep it a very safe zone, the treehouse of trust, the safe zone.
You don't want to be labeling. You don't want a rapid-fire conversation. You don't want to scream. You don't want to yell. You don't want to be abusive. You don't want to be like, I told you so. It's more like, hey, I'd love to have a sit-down conversation. Let's sit down and communicate about the situation in hand. And I think that maybe I can shine some light on what's going on. And I'll give you a good example. I mean, when it comes to my buddy that really has a disease and struggling with alcoholism, I also have a friend recently that I had to help expose a disease that they were suffering with. And they were suffering, and they didn't realize what it was, with borderline personality disorder. And something you got to be very careful with, but at the same time, when people have an idea of what's going on and they don't feel confused, when there's an actual, and I don't like to go crazy with diagnosis because we all have to be careful with that. But think about it. When you begin to share something with someone and they can connect the dots, it can almost be relieving to some degree that they begin to understand themselves better. I remember when I was younger and I was misdiagnosed with my health issue over and over again. And it wasn't until, you know, my 20s that I actually got a real diagnosis. And for the first time, I had a real diagnosis that was really the situation. And I had begged for that for years upon years upon years. And psychological issues are the same as physical issues. Mine was a physical issue. It's the same thing. It's a disease that can be worked on and fixed. And with constant work and constant therapy and really working on the individual can work through this and be a better person. But it takes somebody to step up to the plate and say, hey, I love you and care about you and you're awesome. But I see you struggling with something and I want to try to help. Another thing is that we want to the best of our ability, to point out the situation to the absolute best of our ability. We don't want to be cocky about it. We don't want to sound like we have all the answers. We don't want to be argumentative. We don't want to fight. We don't want to be like, hey, I know everything and you don't. It needs to be very open, very cool, very great conversation, because remember, in the end, we really don't know what's going to happen out of this, but we know one thing. It really can't get any worse than it already is, if you think about it. It really can't get any worse than what it already is, if you think about it. Because if somebody is really battling with severe depression, and they can't see it, and you see it, it's better to bring it up and to start the communication and the talk so that this person can get help, than later on having some serious regret if the person wants to take their own life. And, you know, I'm going to bring up the room right now, but think about it. We have the power to save people. We have the power to expose the truth. And to me, I would like somebody to point that out to me. I would like somebody to care enough to point that out to me. The last thing that I want to touch on is, this is a big thing, is as you're exposing this truth, as you're exposing the truth and shining the light and getting rid of the lies, expectations are not necessary in the situation. When we have expectations about what the person's going to do, good, bad, or indifferent, they get in the way. What happens with expectations is expectations that we create in our own mind mostly don't ever happen, good or bad or indifferent. We might expect that this person's going to go off the handle and lose it. We might expect this person's going to take everything we say as golden and like kiss our feet and tell us we are the best person they've ever met and God bless, we are the angel on earth. Okay. Another expectation, you know, think about the expectations we have. So what I offer you is to realize when you are expecting something to be a certain way. Realize when you're allowing expectations to really cloud your judgment. And realize, too, that we can't ever see into the future. But one thing we do know is that if we have the knowledge is power. If the person needs that knowledge and they need power to have help in their life to power themselves up, we owe it to them to give them the power. Now, what they do with that power is for them to figure out. What they do with that knowledge is for them to figure out. And you can help them and support them throughout the way, because in the beginning, it's going to be overwhelming. But eventually, over a period of time, we'll talk about that in an upcoming episode. Eventually,
They need to take responsibility for their own actions and make changes in their life to get help for the situation they're dealing with. And this is a big thing, because once you've done a lot and you've exposed it, and then you've been there and you've been sensitive to the situation, and you've been helpful and you've been positive and proactive and done all this stuff, now it's up to them, and you continue to be the same way, positive and proactive, then it's up to them to make the changes they need to make. And it's a powerful place to be. It's an honest place to be. It's a truthful place to be. And it's the best place to be, because when you look back later on, you will not have regret of holding that information and keeping it to yourself. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes. And don't forget to live your true life.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.